Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're downtown at the Side Piece, new place here at the corner of 2nd and Commerce. And we say hello now to the CEO of the Nashville Predator, Sean Henry, who is back from Sweden. And I know that that was a fun trip. But first, Sean, how you doing? Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I am back from Sweden, but I'm up in New York right now for some meetings. So I, too, am in a bar like you guys.
Nice. I feel like, look, we've all been around this long enough. Some of the best meetings take place at the bar. Right? They just do. A lot of work gets done there. So I understand how that goes. What's going on in New York?
So we came up here for a few meetings, and tonight we have a big celebration. Kyle Clayton, one of our executive vice presidents, being honored by the Sports Business Journal as one of the top 40 business executives in all sports. So it's pretty exciting.
Very cool. Congratulations to Kyle on that. And I know you have to be excited to be up there. Earlier in the show, we had one of the all-time favorites in Smashville, Jordan Tutu, on the program to talk about his documentary that's debuting tomorrow. He's a special guy. He has a special place in Smashville history, and I think it's so cool that he's debuting his documentary in Smashville tomorrow.
You know, I'm really sad about it, so I'm going to miss it, and I missed him today too. But he is such a special person, isn't he? He and his wife are inspirational. The fact that they share their story so publicly so they can help some other people, it's just incredible. And you're right. I think he's one of our most popular players ever, if not the most popular, because of the way he played, but then the way he addressed his own issues. And it's just so wonderful.
He's got my vote as one of the future members of the Golden Hall, just so you know.
He has mine, too, so it's just a matter of time, because there are certain players, whether they played, you know, 1,000 games here or probably 400 or so for Jordan, some just really have a different impact on people. And he made a lot of people fall in love with our game in our city. And, you know, I remember when I was in Tampa still hearing that stupid whistle. I hated it. then you get here and you're like, oh, my gosh, I love the guy. I love everything about him. The way he fell in love with his teammates, stuck up for them, and then was just so open about, you know, how he was living his life. He's such a unique person. I really, really just love being around him and his wife and his kids.
He did say at the end of the interview that tomorrow he's going to walk in Barry Trotz's office and say, sign me up, that he's got a couple games left in him. He wants to help the boys out and lay a couple of big hits. So maybe that's something they need tomorrow.
I would be all in for that. And I remember I was still in Tampa. Cody was still in Dallas. And Jordan hit. It wasn't Mike Modano. The better story was Mike Modano. I forget who he hit. I was in the meeting 2 weeks later when the Stars complained about the way the Predators kept showing the hit on the screen at FangVision over and over and over and over again. It was awesome. It was absolutely great. He had some hits that just make you remember that game. Whether the team won or lost, it didn't matter. He did some things on the ice that were just so much fun.
That was it. Well, the one hit was Stefan Robitaille. That was kind
there
of the...
That's
it, yeah.
He really complained to the league that we were a classless organization. I wasn't here then for showing it over and over again. If you know anything about the Stars, they've always been the most aggressive users of their Jumbotron of anyone out there. So I remember being a non-interested party thinking it was so amusing that the Stars were complaining about someone else having some fun with a big hit.
We're talking to Sean Henry, who is the charter member of the Handsome Over 50 Club, brought to you by Cromwell Media. So congrats, Sean.
Wow.
You know, it's so funny. I'm so jealous of Kyle for being under 40. And I'm not bragging, but he brought it up. I won the same award, but sadly, it was like 20 years ago. That's how old I am.
Sorry about that. We had Scott Hamilton.
Walking with a walker and a cane.
Hey, it only gets better from there.
Jeff Newman's got to drop some names, guys. Here you go.
Wait, well, that's what we like to do.
At lunch.
Well, we had Scott Hamilton on the show yesterday, and I know the event on Sunday, it's important to you, the Nashville Predators, the community. And that event on Sunday is so cool because it's unlike anything you'll see in the world. Sean, you know this. I mean, the music, the skating, all one afternoon at Bridgestone Arena, it truly is a special event.
Yeah, it really is. I remember when we first started talking about it years and years ago, and Scott was trying to describe what he thought we could do. And you scratch your head, but you know, you love new things and unique things. So, of course, the answer is yes, and the cause is incredible, but the show is so great. If you have a chance to go, just get out there and go, because it's so unique. You see some of the greatest skaters in the world, and then you see that live music to it, which, you know, as a figure skater, as a non-musician, you don't realize how difficult it is to coordinate live music with live skating, but they do it, and it's fun, it's personable, and you feel so close to the action because the glass comes out. You feel like you're in a theater with these incredible skaters on the ice, and it's something to see. It really is. And the best part about it is the generations of skaters that all come because they love Scott Hamilton. They all owe him a debt of gratitude for what he did for the sport.
Not that too, but also knowing that you're there, you're raising money for cancer research. So, I mean, it truly is a win-win in every aspect of what an event should be.
Yeah, and you think about our collective lives, the three of us, we've never accomplished anything. What has Scott Hamilton done, right? He wins gold medals and he beats cancer. And that's not enough for him. Now he wants to make sure he can wipe cancer out for others as well. I mean, what a generous spirit he is. I mean, Smashville is lucky. The day he decided to move here, we all won.
No doubt about that. Sean Henry is with us. So how was Sweden? I know it took one of the two games, which was a fun ending for sure, but how was the trip overall for you?
That was incredible. It was magical. I mean, from a personal standpoint, my two sons came with us. My two grandkids came. My wife came. My daughter-in-law, my future daughter-in-law. To see so many family members over there from our players and our staff, it's just one of those very unique things. And Stockholm is absolutely beautiful. I've never been there before. It was a magical trip. And ideally, it's one of those ones where, you know, the team click a few different touch points there. And ideally, the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 games, you start seeing a different result. Because that's what those trips do. It allows the guys to bring themselves together in a different fashion. And I think everyone played a little differently for Phillip and Willsby because it was their home games. It was just a lot of fun to see a lot of the Finns families come down for it as well. But I can't even imagine how many tickets that Phillip bought. But I think he's near bankrupt now because everyone in that building had a number 9 jersey on.
Oh, yeah. And look, I know you had to enjoy the, you know, seeing the emotions out of him. And you know, obviously, Willsby too. But Phillip being the, you know, the veteran and the star that he is, like, you could tell he was touched by seeing and hearing the support in his home country.
Yeah, he really was. And when he scored that goal, I love everything about Phillip and his wife and his son Felix and his whole family. He scored that goal. Do you realize what he did? He skated right to where our fan section was and jumped on the boards and gave him a fist pump. And it was electric because, you know, we had, I don't even know, 300 fans or so that made the trip over there. The fan trip is special. Our sponsors were over there. And it was just a cool, cool thing for him to realize those fans were there for him. And then for Willsby, he's actually from Stockholm, which, you know, is a big city in the country. And there were so many of his family members there. They both had family members that saw them playing the NHL for the first time. They never had a chance to come over here and see him play. That's pretty special. And to see the guys play for them the way they did, it just shows what a cohesive team we have.
I noticed you got out of town when all the hard work had to be done for the CMA Awards.
First of all, Joe, I was there on Monday and Tuesday, but truth be told, you're absolutely right. I was not there for the hard work. And that fell out when they're trying to get us ready for hockey again tomorrow, coming up here for New York. So that show was amazing. Sarah Treherne, the CEO of the CMAs, is a good friend of ours. And I just love the way she takes on our building and approaches it and creates one of the greatest live events in the world. And it's hard to create a live event in arena and a great TV product. But somehow she does both. And I don't know which is better, watching on TV or watching in person, but they're both very special. And she shines a spotlight on Nashville that, you know, other cities are jealous of.
What's it like when every eye of the entertainment world is on your building?
You know what? I always say we're all 12 years old, right? And it's really fun for me to get texts from all my friends from my past, growing up in New York, moving to Michigan, St. Louis, Tampa, D.C., and then now here. You know, oh my gosh, are you there? And my mother, who I'll see tomorrow morning, by the way, doesn't know I have a job. You know, I'm the youngest of six. She's not really sure if I make a living. But when the CMAs come on, she's like, oh, my gosh, that's your building. Did they let you go? And there's something special about your own mom realizing, wow, that's pretty special. And it is. It's the whole industry wakes up and looks at what we're doing, you know, every November, and they're like, man, I wish we were there. Only in Smashville, as we say. And that is definitely an Only in Smashville event. And, yeah, I'm fortunate. I'm get a chance to walk around a little bit, talk to some people. But when you pop backstage and you see the performers and their families, and I always go back to the family side of it, and you see someone's mother or grandmother or kids looking at their father or mother or whatever it may be, it's just really, really special to see people, you know, have a spotlight on them and then shine it.
We haven't talked to you.
It looks like the bar tab is coming, and the five guys I'm with don't have arms long enough to reach their pockets.
well, we'll let you.
No. One more quick question. We haven't talked to you since the SNL skit on the Nashville Predators, which was hilarious. I'm sure you've heard from so many people about that, haven't you?
You know what? I loved it. You know, that night, you got to watch it live. And, you know, it's an old joke, obviously, right? I mean, oh, yeah, you know, our mascot drives around in a white van, right? Blah, 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 blah. Always looking for puppies, giving away candy. But what I love about that skit and the way I think we reacted to it was, yeah, we are in the community. We're at playgrounds and schools, and we're proud of it. The Preds are in the community. The Preds are everywhere all the time. And make fun of us all you want. The fact is, as a sports team, we're in the community. We're in schools. We're at the shelters more than any team in the country.
Yep.
If you want to have some fun with that, awesome. But while you're doing that, it's drawing a spotlight to the fact that our team is very special.
Sean, well said. Appreciate it. And if you run into Brian Cashman, hopefully he can help your team out.
Yeah. I'm not at a loss for words very often, but right now the Yankees and I might be on a small break, just so we all know. And I don't know if I would turn to that executive for – help changing a tire. So
I feel you on that. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy New York. We'll see you soon.
See you guys. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Absolutely.
At Hamilton's event.
Absolutely. Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program live from New York. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is in celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe live at the Side Piece downtown, 102.5 The Game.